This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just...
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Today we're broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. That's right. So if you hear noise in the background, that's one of the reasons I tell you, don't call in. I won't be able to hear anything you're saying anyhow. But you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside. Or you can head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. Or, again, we'll be feeding Facebook live, so you'll be able to do something with Facebook as well. So I've got David Barnes, who's joining me. He's a policy director. That's good. It would be nice if I had... There you go. Generation Opportunity?
Yes.
That's cool. Perfect. I like that. All right. So you're the policy director for Generation Opportunity, and we're gonna talk. My favorite subject is millennials. I'm just kind of tired. Yeah, I'll let you say that. You don't have to know that. So millennials, as it pertains to health care and entitlement programs.
Great.
So I know that there was a big dependence on millennials jumping into the quote unquote affordable health care.
Right.
Which my son, who didn't jump into it, after paying quite a few big bucks in penalties, said, I should have just got it, but nobody told me. But anyhow, millennials don't really probably see a need for or even have a need for the basic health care.
Right.
Like
well,
some
I think
of us would have.
It's different to say you don't have a need for it. Like, everybody's going to get sick sometime.
Right.
And even if you're not going to use insurance, that's what insurance is for. Like, you don't feel bad that you bought fire insurance for your house if your house doesn't burn down, you know.
Yeah, but a guy like me goes five times a month. How often does a millennial go to the doctor?
Right. And that's why I think the problem with Obamacare was it said we should have this one-size-fits-all insurance that's the same for everybody and not let young people who maybe are healthier to have a different kind of plan without all the bells and whistles that is a cheaper premium. Instead, everybody pays these high premium plans with these huge deductibles. And so if you're a young person, you're thinking, why am I paying $300 a month for the privilege of paying a $7,000 deductible on my plan?
Yeah, and when I was younger, you know, I can't think back that far, but when I was younger, they had something called like major medical where,
right.
You know, you really had
catastrophic.
Catastrophic care. And that made sense to me, and it was very little money at the time, and I could take it out of my paycheck, so it wasn't a big deal.
Right, so that's the goal, that after we repeal Obamacare, we'll be able to get back to real health insurance plans where people can get the plans that they want at a price they can afford.
But are young people, again, I'm going to ask, are young people really looking for this? Is this a priority on their list of the top 10 things they want to put out money for?
Health insurance could be if it were cheap. And that's the thing. If you're going to make
prices, my cell phone bill, as we heard it was going to be.
The president would say, former president.
Ex-president.
Ex-president.
If you're feeling down, this is what I tell my people. If you're feeling down, just keep saying the mantra is ex-president Obama.
Yes.
Ex-president Obama. You can join me.
Ex-Senator Harry Reid would be my favorite. But
okay.
Yeah. So you're not going to want to pay a huge premium if you don't see value in it.
Right.
Like every product, you see how much does it cost, what's the benefit? And a Cadillac plan for someone who's 23 and has never been sick is just not worth it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I said, I don't pretend to know the millennial mind. I've read several books on millennials. People have different viewpoints on how millennials approach things and what have you. Now, you talk about entitlement programs or entitlement reform, if you would. That's a broad brush. That's like somebody saying we want immigration reform. I don't really know what that means. What does it mean to a millennial?
So, well, to everybody, it means that government is bankrupting our country. And young people are going to pay the bills.
Right.
Most people don't realize that the huge expenses that we're racking up. I don't think most of your listeners would know that Social Security was the biggest program in the federal government.
Yep.
In 2016, $929 billion paid for Social Security. That's a ton of money. And Social Security is going to go bankrupt in 2029.
Mm-hmm.
So when people like me start to retire, that money's not going to be there. And so we need to start now with new reforms.
We know the government will keep telling you they'll never let that happen. Because as long as they have those printing presses in the basement, they'll never let it happen.
Well, I think they'll raise taxes is going to be the solution for that, which nobody wants. And so we need to start now, so it's not just 2029 rolls around. There's a 30% automatic cut in Social Security benefits. People getting those benefits are going to get mad, so they're going to want to raise taxes.
Yeah, I agree with you. This government has never really looked forward to the kind of damage and disasters that they're causing in the future for people. You know, my joke always is, well, that's going to happen in 30 years. What do I care? I'm out of here.
Yeah. And I remember working on Social Security reform in 2005, back when ex-President Bush was trying to advance this. And it seemed really far away. You know, 2029, that's way far.
Right.
But it's not 2005. It's 2017. So 2029 is really soon. That's you know, basically the next president.
I mean, yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean, it really, truly, the way things go, it's right around the corner.
Right.
And especially when you're a young person, you know, you don't think about this. Just like finances, just like, you know, putting money away for later. You really don't think about that when you're late teens, early
20s. It's shocking, though. Millennials actually save better than previous generations.
Do we really?
Millennial generation started saving 9 years earlier than Gen X did at their same age, 13 years earlier than baby boomers did. The generation most likely to have saved something, least likely to have saved nothing. So young people are actually saving at a shockingly high rate. And I think part of that is because they've seen what happened to their parents during the financial crisis the last decade. And they know that no one's going to be taking care of them. They know Social Security is not going to be there for them. It's amazing how you talk to a lot of young people who don't really understand much about politics or policy. None of them are counting on Social Security.
Well, the boomer parents, when I look at the last year or the year before, there was a survey about them. They felt more comfortable talking to their kids about sex than they did about finances. They were petrified because they felt like they didn't know how to handle finances themselves. So
Young people are also the most likely to use a professional financial advisor than any other generation.
Wow.
Hopefully because they know they don't understand it and they want to talk to someone.
Okay, well, that's good. David, how do people find you? Your organization, not you.
So generationopportunity.org is the website. We're a youth organization, so we're all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
All right, sure. David, thanks for being with me.
Thanks
I appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, relieve yourself, whatever you got to do.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I think we're back. Yeah, there we go. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you a number, but I won't answer. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hey, you know, we're live from CPAC 2017 and President Trump. You know, I've been saying this all day. If you're feeling bad today, if you're feeling blue, it's really simple. I want you just to do this little mantra thing. Ex-President Obama. Come on, everybody. Ex-President Obama. It's got to make you feel good, doesn't it? It's like a cleansing thing, as they do. I don't know what they call it, but I just know every time I think that, I'm going to put a sign in my office. Ex-President Obama. It made me feel like $1 million. Tom Borelli joins me. I always love when he's on the show with me. And Tom, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for having me back. Sorry I didn't make it the last night.
Yeah, but you know what? The only reason I invited you here is I wanted to see your lovely, pretty wife.
I know, and now you stuck with me.
And now she stood me up. This isn't going to work. Okay, have a nice day, Tom.
That's it. Bye-bye.
So, hey, you know, you've been to plenty of these. We see each other here every year. And this year it was kind of somewhat subdued, I think. I don't think, not down, not negative, but it was a little more subdued than it has been in past years. So you get the same impression? Did I miss something?
Well, it's different, and I think it's different because if you look at last year, we're in the middle of a, you know, primary season, and, you know, we had different factions of people, whether you supported Cruz or Trump, whoever else, or the other 15 or 17 are in the race. So it was kind of, you know, a lot of tension last year, I think, in terms of who was going to actually be the nominee, and then would we actually have a Republican president? And I think there's a lot of concern. Now it's more, and then it was, you know, the 8th year of Obama, so it was like that was wrapping down. So
right.
It was kind of a big year of transition. I think a lot of people were concerned that we were facing the abyss and we might go over. This year, I think it's more of a rallying around the flag, so to speak, rallying around the president, because now we do have President Trump, and I think more of the focus is on what he can do rather than the tension of who's going to run. So it's different.
You know, part of my concern, too, though, is, you know, conservatives tend to relax. So we got our guy in, we got our people in, they need to do their job. You know, no more Obama. And I'm watching the protests, you know, even the small protests. The riots I don't count as protests, so I'm not going to talk about those. Where are we? We're not there. So when I look around here, I go, I hope we're not doing the same thing.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I think, you know, certainly a lot of media attention has been focused on the protests and the riots, and that's been driving a lot of the messages. And I think a lot of, you know, the conservatives are concerned about what's going on in Congress, because to date they haven't really stepped up with what they were supposed to be doing. Well, the accomplishments in the first month, only the first month of President Trump, what we have is rolling back to regulations, executive order, using the Congressional Review Act, just like his speech today, the borders, the wall, you know, things of that nature, you know, eliminating ISIS. He's going to be doing everything he can do from the executive branch, but at some point Congress has got to step up.
I mean, I counted about 20 different things that President Trump has done and within the first 3 weeks, and I would venture to say he's done more in 3 weeks than most presidents get done in two terms of office. Do you think there's an unreasonable expectation that's being placed? We're only in the first month of this new presidency, yet everyone is like, well, what has he done? What is Congress doing?
Well, I think it's the difference between what President Trump is doing and what Congress is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Congress is doing what they usually do, nothing so far. But Trump is doing everything he can from the executive branch, but you're not going to hear that from the media. So I think what the media has been doing has been able to, you know, twist everything to create headlines and other things that are distracting from what Trump has really accomplished. That's why when he had that press conference, the impromptu press conference last week, he just stood up there and listed everything he has done. And that's the word he used, the very fake media.
These people have been dogging his footsteps. And, I mean, just one story after another, every time they get a swift of something, they're writing it, like running into glass plate windows without even knowing what's going on. So I saw that when he went into the press conference with all of them, as though he's walking into the enemy's camp, staring them straight in the eye and saying, I got nothing but time for you. What do you want to ask me?
Well,
and all of the vitriol we tend to see, they had none of that then.
But
then a couple of days later, that's all they're talking about is just how awful he is.
By the way, if you don't know their voice by now, it's Kathy Barnett. Kathy, you know, the other thing, too, is he's in a very unique position because he doesn't have to worry about a job afterward. He doesn't have to worry about another office.
He doesn't have to worry about anything,
right,
period.
No,
I mean, he could literally walk away.
You could tell him. Exactly. He could decide tomorrow, you know what, I don't need you.
Joe,
people.
That's
I'm
a great
here.
Point because you could see it from the stage today.
Yeah.
He's standing up there with that smile and I don't give a bleep. I'm
right.
Going to do what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do. The people put me here, and I'm going to deliver for the people. Everything else is a distraction, and he's at an age and state in life that he didn't need to do this, and right now, you know, he's going to do what he wants, and he really doesn't care.
I think that's a really great point. So let's make a dichotomy here, because you're right. I mean, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job, but truly, he can walk off the stage tomorrow and go live a really great life. But the rest of us Americans, right, most of us are stuck in this situation, and we want to make the best. And he did say something that I thought was interesting from the stage is, how do we define this movement? How do you define? He started off with saying, first, America first. Well, what, I mean, like, how do we define this miraculous movement that we find ourselves in right now so that we understand where it is that we are?
Yeah, I don't think it's actually been named yet, other than, you know, kind of the Trump movement. Somebody,
that's a problem, don't you think?
It can be, but, you know, again, Tea Party is a Tea Party, but you can add, there was never one Tea Party leader. It was a grassroots.
It was a
ground roots organic movement that, you know, in one ways it's good. It was good that it wasn't organized, because there were just so many factions of it, more organic, and it was real, unlike what Nancy Pelosi said, that was, you know, it was AstroTurf. What they have going on at these Republican town halls is AstroTurf.
I mean, like, the very mentioning of her name makes me want to giggle.
Right in your face. Right?
But
what listeners couldn't watch.
But I do have a concern with Trump, okay? He's got that A-type, you and I have talked about this on the show. He's got that A-type New York successful personality, and I'm okay with that part of it. What I'm not okay with, though, is he hasn't acknowledged he's made some mistakes. He's had some hiccups. We all have.
Right.
There, anybody sitting at this table, probably in this row, that has
it.
It's not weak to say, you know what? We moved a little too quick on that particular one. We're going to clean it up and roll it back out again.
Yeah, you know, John, that's a good point. I mean, if you or I or Kathy, you know, I made a mistake. I messed up. I don't have a problem saying that.
But throughout
the whole campaign, he's never done that.
Right.
So, again, what we witnessed during the campaign, we're going to see through the president.
Do you know how much water he'd take away from them if he opened his mouth?
Oh, he would not. I don't think he would whatsoever.
Whatever he says, they're not going to like it.
It doesn't matter. If you don't like them, you're not going to like them, right?
Yeah.
But I think that that's the whole premise of it all, right? Is that, I mean, exactly what you just said.
And the other thing about Trump, which is very unique, and it's what the Democrats are always doing, he's always on offense. He's not retreating a step.
We got to go for a break. And we come back.
Stay with us.
The prettier half is going to be with
us. I get the boost.
He's standing there, so... Yeah,
focus,
you are going to get the boost.
As usual.
All right. The
girl is always focused.
I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to The Real Side. Be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There will be no dancing. Everybody sit down. Oh, my God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You know, in the studio, I'm going to get me one of them disco balls.
I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I do, too. They're my favorite. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, live from CPAC 2017. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air.
Sure.
In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now we have the I'm going to say it. He's not going to like it. It's too bad. I don't care. Smarter, prettier. They always say the better half, but not really. It's like the better two-thirds, right? The better two-thirds. Deneen Borelli is with me. She is with Conservative Review. And, Deneen, thanks for
great to be here with both of you. Thanks so much.
Usually I have to see you. I see you on TV and start going, yeah, go get him. Right? I'm doing one of those. Now I can do it in person with you.
She cuts right past the malarkey and just go straight to the substance of the point. Malarkey. I love it.
Where have
I mean, like,
that
you're focused.
And that's the way you have to be, especially if you're debating someone, because they will try to throw you off your game by, you know, attacking you or whatever their motive is that day. So it's good to stay focused. Don't let anyone get you flustered. And you're up against the clock as well.
I have never seen you flustered. That's why I love it. Whenever I see you, it's kind of like a Tucker takedown. It's like a Deneen Borelli takedown when you see it. It's like, okay, this is going to be comical. So you're going to go straight in for the kill. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? Years ago, I took a parenting class, and in the parenting class, they talked to you about deflection, right? You got we had four kids. And so they're talking about deflection. You're talking to Joey, and Joey says, yeah, but you let Christy do A, B, and C. And they teach you, no. You just stop the mic. And you go, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you.
This is about you.
We're talking about this issue.
Right.
And I use that when I do the debates in the forums now. I go, no,
that's great.
Let's come back to what you asked me instead of going all over the place. So I'll ask you basically the same question I asked your husband, you know, coming into the CPAC 2017 here and looking around. I said it's a little different this year than it has been in years gone by. And I'm getting the same general answer for most people, which is, yeah, well, you know, we've got our president in place. The years gone by, we haven't had any power, and we're in here fighting. I have a concern, but I'm not telling you until after you tell me, how do you feel about what's going on here, the energy level and where people are at?
I think it's off the charts, and I also think more and more people
are getting involved.
Yeah.
Okay.
More people are getting involved, more people are focused, And I'm seeing this personally every day, whether I'm at the supermarket, whether I'm at my church, people are talking about politics and what the president said today, what he did last week. It's only been a month. You know, how are you feeling? I mean, and people are inspired and people are hopeful because the last 8 years was not hope and change. And he did fundamentally transform the country. And so we have to put our country back on track. And listen, this election was one like none other seen before. And, you know, your question about my thoughts with CPAC, people are inspired. People are engaged. And a lot of young people here today, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, the young people are our future.
Don't they bring so much energy?
They do.
I absolutely love it. I think you hit on a pivotal point, because what are the two things you never talk about? Politics and
religion.
And yet, every time I go to one of my Romanian friends' home, this is all these people talk about is politics and religion, because those two elements determine so much about the society in which you live in. And it is encouraging to see, to walk to the grocery store and hear people talking about politics, at least, if not religion, but at least talking about politics. So I think Donald Trump brought that to the table.
Sure. And this is the first holiday season. I haven't heard Merry Christmas so much since I was a child.
Wasn't that exciting?
And with a smile.
Someone actually said it to me, and I just paused for a moment.
Right?
It took me by surprise.
And not that I never shied away from it, but I heard a lot more of that.
Yeah.
You know?
That was encouraging.
You know, I had one every Christmas. I give away a button that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And 2 years ago, I had 4,000 requests for the button.
I was going to say, I didn't get one.
You nor me.
What is it? You have not because he asked not? But it was great because I was actually getting emails from atheists and from Jews that say, look, I don't believe like you do, but I also don't like what they're doing to you. I don't like the fact that they're not allowing you to do this or making you feel bad about doing this thing. You know, I find it interesting that the Democrats have actually found the word Constitution. They've used the word Constitution more in the last 40 days than they used in 8 years. And the other thing is, all of a sudden they're against executive orders. They're unconstitutional. Have you caught that?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the Democrats, all of a sudden, they're against Donald Trump doing exactly what Mr. Obama did.
Right.
And I just find that amazing, the hypocrisy.
Double standard, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag double standard. Do as I say, but not as I do. And that's what we're seeing.
You think all the noise that they're making is making a difference at all with the general populace?
Yeah.
I've got to ask.
Yeah, I know. The noise that the left is doing, and really it's a temper tantrum since they lost the election. They really thought the election was in the bag. I mean, think about the polling information that was coming out. It wasn't right. How it was just assumed that Hillary Clinton would end up in the White House just because. No other reason why.
No other reason.
Right? And so...
No. Because she was a woman. Didn't you ladies get that?
Ovaries, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, the memo was, you know, she was a woman, so she had to vote for her. Qualification was she had all the right body parts, she had to vote for her.
And a Clinton.
And she was a Clinton.
So that was like a...
And it was her turn, you know, because
right.
We live in that kind of society, right? It's just her turn now.
Sure.
Yeah,
so,
but it didn't go their way. How amazing to see these supposedly unbiased professionals start crying on television because their candidate did not win.
That was a sight to see. And I think there's a boatload of fireworks that are still discounted.
Yeah.
they had the big firework display all ready to go once she won, and it didn't happen.
Now, you told me something that was really pivotal, and I thought about it from the moment you said it. Last night I was thinking about it. Today I was thinking about it, and I was asking you, what do you think about all of these unhinged people? Like, isn't this so, I mean, like, are you nervous about it? I mean, this is so new, you know, I mean, like, we had never seen them so unhinged, and you looked at me and said, listen, they've been unmasked. And I thought about, like, they've always been this way, you said. They've just been unmasked now. And
right.
So now we're seeing their true colors.
Exactly. And the line I've been using is that President Trump has really smoked out these liberals. And how they would do and say anything at this point in regards to how dangerous it is. I mean, you think about what happened at UC Berkeley. They tried to shut down the conservative speaker. And I can never say his last name right. But Milo, whatever. shut it down. They were disruptive, violent. Innocent people were harmed just trying to get to the event.
Innocent people were maimed
in the face. A man was beaten with a stick until he was unconscious. Yes. So this is what we're seeing.
Crazy.
The radical left, it's beyond unhinged.
Where do you think this is going to go, though? I mean, most of the nation is still a firm believer in the Second Amendment. Where is the natural progression of liberals' unhinged emotions? Where is this going to take our nation? It's so dangerous, I think.
And this is why we have to be vigilant. This is why we have to pay attention to what is going on. You could be at a town hall meeting, and who knows what may happen in this day and time, because these meetings have been infiltrated. You have people who are standing up. They're shouting down the speaker. That's not how conservatives roll. We want to know what our politicians are saying. We want to know why they made this vote or versus that vote, why they made that decision, and what the consequences are. The town halls are for us to have the dialogue with our representatives. And on the left, they're not even going to their town halls. They're not even having town halls in some regards. I know Joe Manchin is not. He's not going to a town hall meeting.
Okay.
I just read that this morning.
Good point.
But I want to end there. You know, you talk about them being unhinged, and they really believe, though, that they're fighting for what's right. No different than we do. Okay, but my problem with them is they go from zero to fighting mad. I think we're going to see violence. I really do believe that. I'm not
wishing it. Well, it's all emotional.
Because it's all emotional. They're not putting any logic behind it.
Right.
They're really not willing to talk about it. And if they have to beat on you to shut you down, that's what they're going to do.
Well, think about it.
And that's un-American.
What did they call Tea Party early on? AstroTurf, right?
Yeah.
Well, they are the ones who are the AstroTurf. They don't have a message. They don't have a dialogue. All they know is violence, anger, bitterness. And that's how they're operating right now. And again, it's because they didn't get their way. They're acting like little spoiled brats.
And now we have Keith Ellison.
Yeah. And they want to prop him up in the DNC.
I hope they put him in there. I hope they keep voting back in Nancy Pelosi.
Sure.
I mean, this is a guarantee for us, for another 16 years if they keep
What are your thoughts?
They're not listening to their constituents.
No.
So there's a reason why they lost the election. There's a reason why they lost thousands of seats across the country, because their message is not resonating with their constituents. And they still don't get it. And that works for me. That'll be more red states for us.
I think it's wonderful. I really do consider. You know what? Long live Nancy Pelosi is kind of where I'm going with all this.
Right.
Deneen, where can people, most people probably already know where to find you, but where do they find your videos?
ConservativeReview.com, CRTV.com, and my website, DeneenBorelli.com.
And you have a radio show.
We have a podcast, The Hubby and I, The Buzz, every week. And we're trying to be like Joe.
We got to. No, nobody wants to be like him. Please don't do it. We got to go for a break because we believe in capitalism at this table.
Yes,
so we got to go
do.
For a commercial. That ain't always a pleasure.
Thanks to you both.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just in the real side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Don't call, I won't answer. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, we are broadcasting live from CPAC 2017. Last year I kept calling it 2012. I can't figure out why. stuck in some kind of time warp or something like that. Dr. Jay Richards joins me. He's with Stream.com, and he's in,
I'm the executive editor. Stream.
Executive editor.
The Stream. The Stream.org, though. Stream.com is owned by Al Jazeera.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me fix that. Well, you can go there, too. And
yeah, exactly. Stream.org.
Stream.org. Okay, so the executive editor and co-founder of Stream.org, okay, and we're going to... We're going to touch on, I guess it's not a touchy subject, because we've got a lot of play over the last few days, but President Trump's transgender bathroom issue.
Yeah.
I guess he has an issue with transgender bathrooms. But, no, you know, I'm on a school board in Southern California.
Oh, you are.
So whenever we're forced to do something or make changes, it's always kind of tough, especially at
right.
the local level. And I think his, personally, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, I think his comment that this is a state's right issue is exactly the point. I think he's pushed it back down to the states. He said, no more, no how, no way.
Right.
California, New York has already said, too bad, we're gonna do it anyway.
That's right.
So what's your thoughts on
this? I think that he did this exactly right. I mean, 2 weeks ago, there was a rumor that he actually wasn't going to touch this issue at all. But, you know, people know that President Obama, what he did in 2014, it was his executive order to essentially redefine the terms of language that was written in the 1960s. And the implications being that if a 45-year-old man says, look, I'm a woman today, and he can go into a middle school girl's bathroom and or changing room, and the school has to deal with it. That was the implication of what President Obama did. Ironically, President Trump, who everyone criticized, he's going to be authoritarian, in fact said, I'm going to divest myself of the authority to control this issue, and I'm going to push it back down to the states where it can be dealt with. That's actually, I think, the right view constitutionally. I think it makes perfect sense. But the irony is that it was President Obama that arrogated to himself the authority to get to define these things. It's President Trump that actually said, no, why does this have to be dealt with in Washington, D.C.? Let's let the states deal with it.
Right. You know, I think it's interesting, and I call it hypocrisy, because when it comes to, like, the dope deal, I call it, you know, when it comes to smoking pot and making pot legal, that's a federal issue. Always has been a federal issue, right? And the states have decided now to ignore it.
That's
just
right.
Just ignore it. And they're okay with that, because states have a right to do that. But when it comes to a transgender issue, a lesbian, a gay issue, any kind of these social issues, if they want it done at the federal level, or wanted it, not anymore.
Yes, exactly. No, this is, I mean, this is, what's funny is I think maybe a silver lining for depressed liberals is with the Trump administration is maybe they'll suddenly discover states' rights again. Maybe they'll realize that it's not always good. Sometimes somebody's going to be in the White House that you don't like. If you make everything a federal issue, if everything can be dictated by the pen of the president, eventually there's going to be a president you don't like dictating things you don't like. And so they should want a little more federalism.
Yeah, I always say, God bless Harry Reid.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, these guys were so arrogant that they never thought this would come back to bite them. They never thought that they wouldn't have control of any portion of the White House.
No, that's exactly right. Everything they did, they assumed the sort of blue consensus as far as the eye could see, and of course it's gone in exactly the opposite direction. I do think the reality is, just analyzing Trump from the outside, I think that at least if you judge him by his policies so far, he's been a solid and consistent conservative. He's heterodox. I disagree with him on a lot of stuff he says on trade. I openly admit that. But rather than reacting to what his tweets are or what he happens to say at a speech at CPAC, look and see who his personnel are. Look and see who he's appointing, and look and see the actual policies that he implements. And at least at the moment, almost everything he's doing is solidly conservative.
Yeah, and everybody. Well, you know, it's funny because I've had people sit here, conservatives, and my joke is, if we line up 10 conservatives down here, you're going to have 10 different definitions for what being a conservative actually means. And I've had some here sit here and say he's done nothing conservative in their mind's eye, and that everything he promised us that he would do, look, he's already backed down off of DACA, he's already backed down off of when it comes to trade and a few other issues, he's backed down off of. But I said, well, wait a minute, you can't shove this down somebody's throat all at one time.
No, exactly.
You know,
many of these things have to be done by Congress, and I mean, I think anyone that remembers what it was like in 2012 or in 2008, he's moving at breakneck speed, and don't necessarily believe what you're told by the rumor mill. I mean, the rumor mill is, for instance, he wasn't going to do anything with this transgender bathroom. 2 weeks ago, everyone said, that's dead. Ivanka said he's not going to do anything about it. Comes out yesterday, he does. He acts, and he, I think, does it in a legally defensible way. I think he's going to do the same thing with religious freedom. I think he'll come out with an executive order in the next few weeks that will protect the little sisters of the poor, who shouldn't have to be protected, but ended up on the wrong side of an issue with the federal government in the last administration. And so, you know, know, some things the president can do by the bully pulpit, some things he can do by executive order, and some things he's going to have to do by working with Congress for legislative issues.
I feel right now what he's doing, and not that it's a bad thing necessarily, you know, everybody talks about how much he's getting done, but how much is he really getting done in a congressional way?
Right.
You know I'm saying? I mean,
yes.
Big difference between executive orders going, hey, do this.
Absolutely. That's right. And at the moment, I mean, admittedly, for instance, there's not been a repeal and replace of Obamacare. That's a big deal. It's going to take some months.
They got us, though. They got us. Because we voted almost 62 times to repeal this.
That's right.
Where was the replacement? Where was your...
I know. Well, and of course, the problem is there's several actually really good possible replacements, but you have to pick one. You can't do five of them.
No.
So it's much easier to repeal. But remember, Obama and the Democrats in Congress in 2008 to 2010, they had the intestinal fortitude to, in that case, ram this thing down our throats. The Republicans need to have the intestinal fortitude to remove it from us. And if they don't, they will deserve to lose in 2018.
My joke is always that the Republicans play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and the other side plays guerrilla warfare. You can't win.
No, exactly. You can't. And the reality is that I think we do have someone now in the White House that is perfectly happy to play guerrilla warfare, and actually frontal warfare with the media itself, which is either 20 years from now, we'll either say that was the craziest thing anybody ever did, or we'll say, wow, amazing.
You know, not that I believe that he's like Reagan, but you know, when Reagan stood out in front of the wall and said, you know, Gorbachev, tear down this wall, the left went nuts.
They did.
This is not diplomacy. This is not that you don't threaten the Soviet Union. You don't do this. I told you
right.
And
he did it.
He did it anyway.
Even his speechwriters. You know, that was a line that was removed several times from the speech by his own speechwriters. He did it anyway. And Trump, at his best, as long as he's on the right side of an issue, I think he has the intestinal fortitude. He's perfectly happy to lay into the media right in front of them. And he probably slept well that night after he had that press conference. None of the people in the room probably did that he was going after, though.
Yeah, none of his people, right?
No.
I mean, he really made them uncomfortable. The religious freedom thing, you know, again, being a Christian and mm-hmm. believing that I should be able to live out my religious belief or my faith, my concern is that he's got to roll it out properly.
Again, yes, I know.
He has made some mistakes. I don't like the fact that he hasn't admitted to making those mistakes.
Yes.
And saying, you know, we're going to clean it up.
Yeah, and he's probably not, if you just judge him based on history, don't expect him to admit mistakes, but at least hope that he will. I think he probably learned something from the first of these couple of executive orders. And I think if he listens to Pence, he has got a lot of good people on his team and that understand the religious freedom issue. And I think if they just take the time to get it exactly right, get the relevant players all informed before you actually release it, I think that he can do something. The truth of the matter is he won evangelical Christians by something like 75%. And even Catholics, who wiped down 29 points in the summer to Hillary Clinton with Catholics, took them by 52% of Catholics voted for Donald Trump in the election. A lot of people, I'm telling you, there's a lot of evangelicals and Catholics that aren't that interested in trade and tax issues, but they're interested in simply being able to not be tormented for living out their faith. And if Donald Trump can do something on that issue, I think he's going to buy a lot of loyalty.
Well, I keep pushing this. You realize that evangelicals, Christians as a whole,
yes,
he won the evangelical / Christian vote at an 82% rate. So
mm-hmm.
I tell people all the time, you know what happened? Hopefully, our people were paying attention.
Yes.
And when Cain opened his mouth as a quote-unquote devout Catholic and said that basically, you know, you're either going to come over to our side or we're going to write laws that will change your scripture.
Yes,
that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, and it's basically what he believes.
And 5 weeks later, Mrs. Clinton comes out and says basically the same thing. You're going to have to change your scripture,
that's
your
right.
doctrine, to line up with our laws.
Absolutely.
And if that didn't send a chill down the majority,
but it did.
We still slid by.
Well, we did just slide by, and there's some irony here. I mean, Donald Trump is, in terms of his actual religious practice, in terms of his being able to speak as a Christian naturally, he's probably worse than my lifetime, right? But the reality is that he also knows that a lot of Christians rallied to him he's willing to listen to arguments and to evidence on these things. And he could end up being a better president for Christians than some of the much more orthodox Christians that actually ran against him in the primaries.
Well, I've always said that. I've always said, you know, these guys always talk about Jesus all the way through the campaign, and then when they actually get in the office, they can't even spell his name.
Well, yeah.
It's a true statement.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you remember, I know I interviewed a lot of Catholics after that third presidential debate, and Donald Trump, who is a latecomer on the abortion issue, remember when partial birth abortion came up?
Yep.
He gave this visceral and intuitive and intense defense of the life of the unborn. Hillary Clinton came off as the ice queen.
Yep.
And if you had talked to any Orthodox Catholic 2 weeks after that, they couldn't remember anything about the debates. They remembered that, and they remembered it on election day.
Yeah, I think our Christian and Catholic brothers and sisters have got to start paying attention.
Absolutely.
These things erode away.
They are.
And they don't do it all in one shot.
No, they don't.
Okay. We've got to go. Jay, where do people find you?
Check us out at stream.org.
Stream.org. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.